Blog Talk Radio.
How are y'all? Hi, Em.
Hi, I am good.
you know, it's raining, which is not fun, which you guys can probably hear because I'm in my car, but it is raining. That's not fun. And it's 70 because it's Alabama, but other than that, I'm great.
Hey, it's sunny here, but it's not that warm.
Where are you at?
You know,
Indiana.
Yeah, here we've got 70, you know, last week we had snow, now it's 70 and raining, so in February.
I've been to Indiana, actually. Well, I drove through it.
So
but...
have I. Went through it for like 5 minutes because we took a detour. Because I was in Tennessee for a while. So we took a detour because there was a wreck or something. I don't know. My grandfather was a truck driver. He thought it was a shortcut. We went his way.
Oh, no.
So I have been there for like five minutes. It was brief.
Thanks for taking a little time to do this.
Hey, not a problem. Thanks for having me on.
So today we decided... Oh, go ahead. You can talk first.
I was just going to say, let's start this thing off by just introducing yourself and telling the listeners how you got into this whole music thing.
Okay. Well, y'all already know who I am, Amy Jo Potter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my real name. I didn't make it up. You know, I don't have one of those phony stage names or anything. But I've been doing music, I don't know, a long time because it's a family thing. My mom's a musician, and she always has, you know, sang and played guitar, and she writes songs and that sort of deal. And our family is a pretty artistic, musically inclined family. And, you know, I did the whole band nerd, marching band thing, too, in high school. I was drum major.
You did.
So.
Me three, but I was in color guard, and only for, like, 6 months because I broke my foot. But, you know, I get you guys.
Hey, I tried that, and I broke my thumb, so I quit.
Yeah, I broke my foot at a dance school, which was ridiculous. Been there, done that. Marching band. I got it. Anyway, continue.
You're good. So yeah, I don't know. I've always loved music. I started out, sax was the first thing that I learned how to play, really. I wish that I would have...
clarinet. I was
clarinet.
Like team woodwind.
Yes.
Like, totally.
Woodwind rock.
Except Cody plays the drums, so we'll give him credit.
Yeah, I'm a drummer.
Yeah,
I'm a drummer
band
of the
bunch.
So.
Well, yeah. You got wood sticks, so we'll count you close
there
enough.
You go. Yeah,
cool.
There you go.
This is true.
Well.
This is true.
Okay. So we have some fun questions for you because you're a first-time guest, so we like to, like, ask fun, get-to-know-you questions. And we decided to – we're very chatty people, which you've probably gathered, and I'm pretty sure you're probably chatty, too, because everyone is. So we decided we're going to get the questions out of the way, and then we can have some fun and just, like, chat about, like, you know, what's going on, daily life, all that stuff. So we'll get the questions that people, you know, want the answers to out of the way, and then we'll have some fun, okay?
Okay.
All right, so, Cody, do you want to start or do you want me to go first?
I'll go. And this is, I have a bit of a scenario for you. And I'm going to steal one of your questions, Em.
I know you are. I knew that was coming. I shouldn't have.
See, he went
you
first so he
first.
Can steal your question.
I'll get him in a minute.
Oh, trust me. Sure will get me back, trust me. Okay.
Yeah, I will.
I have a scenario for you. You're
right.
Stuck on a desert island.
Lord.
What are three things you must have? And they can be silly, they can be practical, they can be whatever.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot I even asked that question. You can have that one.
Let's see. I'm stuck on an island. Can it be a good kind of island, or does it have to be like a nothing kind of island?
It doesn't have to be like Gilligan's Island. It can be a good island.
Okay.
Yeah, they can be a...
Three things that I must have. Okay. The first one would be my husband, because I think he could probably survive in any situation. Does that count as one?
That counts.
Okay. The second one, I would have to say... Well, I'm gonna throw it out there, and I'm gonna cheat, and I'm gonna say my army pack, because I keep one of those packed for any kind of bug out situation.
Okay.
So pack. It's got, you know, fire starters and all kind of that stuff in it. And let's see, the third. Well, what would I have? There's already a hammock in my bag. My guitar. Yeah.
You can entertain yourself and survive.
Exactly. I would have a lot of songs by the time I left that island.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I would say that I would take Cody with me, but Cody's not that great under stress, and I don't know how he would do on a stranded island with me, because, like, I'm not either, and we would be screwed. So, like, I would not take him. Like,
just,
I love you, but I would not take him with me, because he's, like, we're both really bad under pressure, and, like, we would be screwed.
I'd be in a fetal position crying, probably.
Yeah, we would die. We would not survive on a deserted island.
No.
The two of us. Anyways,
as long as nobody kills each other, you know.
Yeah.
Die of natural causes, at least.
Okay, so it's kind of a music question, but it's also fun. So, and it's Cody's, which it makes it better. If you could duet with anyone ever, and they don't have to be currently living, they could already have passed away, who would you sing with, and why?
Oh, wow. This is a really hard question. Because, see, there's a lot of those people out there. I'm like, oh, I just want to sing with them. Oh, wait, I want to sing with that person, too. But I would have to say, dang, I've got two, but they're totally different.
That's okay.
Wynonna, because Wynonna Judd has been probably my biggest musical influence that I've had ever.
Yeah, you don't even have to explain Wynonna. I mean, you know,
yeah,
Wynonna.
Grew up on the Judd.
She's Wynonna.
Exactly.
Out loud.
She's like, oh, yeah, I don't know. And the other, because it's the total opposite spectrum of the type of music that I love, would be Brantley Gilbert.
Ah, funny story. I know the guy, well, I'm kind of, we're not related, but I know his guitar player. Well, I've never met him, but I know of him because he's related to my aunt. He's her nephew, but, like, I'm her niece, but not in the same way. Like, he's on her husband's side, like, a nephew on that side of the family, and then I'm on, like, her side of the family, so we're not related to each other, but she's related to him by marriage.
They're married.
So I know the guitar player, and I always tell people that, but no one really ever cares. So I'm sure I'm not on the show where people have to pretend to care. Cody, I have like 1,000 questions, but I know Cody's gonna want to turn, so I'm gonna let him talk now. But
you know, I always have to ask this question, and the answers are just always extremely interesting and different. If you could change one thing about your career, would you? And what would it be?
If I could change one thing about my career, would I? Well, let's see. I would like to be able to record as many songs as I wanted to of my own without having to have so much of a struggle to get them recorded. I think that would be my one thing that I would change, is just to be able to record unlimited amounts of my own songs, you know.
A lot of people, like, pull this specific date out of their minds, and they're like, I would change this day, or I would change this moment because this happened. And I'm like, that's very specific. Like,
right,
one thing.
No.
I would want something broad.
And, I mean, because a lot of people would probably say, oh, I'd want to be signed by a label, or, you know, I'd imagine that sort of thing. But really, that's not even what I'm really out for. That's not, like, my ultimate goal, because I don't think
right.
that fixes everything. So...
That was a good one. Good answer. Okay, I'm stealing another one of his questions just because it fits the moment. Sorry, Cody. Love you. Okay.
Payback.
I'll
get you back one day.
I know, this is so payback because this is like his favorite question. What is the best piece of advice that you've ever received from someone, music or otherwise, just life?
Oh, wow. Ooh, that's hard.
Or something that you live by, that, you know, advice that you live by.
Well, probably the biggest thing that I live by, and I have to remind myself of this constantly every day, is God first, family second, career third. So,
I like that. It's
been hard because as much drive as I have and the determination that I have, it's hard because I don't want to stop for anything. I just want to get done what I want
right.
to do. But I have to stop and remind myself, you know, God first and he'll fix everything. You know, your family second because they're always there for you and your career is just your career. So.
Well, take care of yourself and your and family. Like, that's the top thing. And then the career comes into place.
Right.
Of course, after God. I mean, I'm not, like, excluding him because I feel the same way, but
right.
not to be exclusive. But I love that. We always get a different answer from everybody, so that's why I ask. I mean, that's why Cody asks, but I ask today. Cody, you want to talk now?
Got it.
But, you know, along the same lines, you know, I just got to say right now that I have a lot of respect for you.
I know. Can we be best friends? I know it's only been like 20 minutes since I met you, but I love you.
Exactly. It's just like,
I love you guys. You guys are awesome.
I've never said that to someone. That sounded really creepy. Like, it sounded way better in my head.
I'm going to show off on you in a second.
I love it.
Oh my goodness, we're a mess.
I'm going to show off on you in a second here, Em. I can tell pretty quick whether or not Em wants to be best friends with our guests. I can tell pretty quick.
You can tell when I like people and when I don't. Not that I don't like people, but when like I don't connect with people. Like, when people
when
come on the show,
when you don't click.
I either love them
right,
and like, I want to be their friend, or I don't like talk to them ever again, which sounds so mean, but like I just don't become friends with them. Or I do, and we end up texting each other in, like, some long group message. Like, there's two types of people that come on this show. And Cody always knows, and he'll, like, text me, like, halfway through and be like, hey, you made friends. Yeah, I did.
Hey, made friends. That's awesome. That's the best part of the music thing for me. I mean, honestly, I'm not just being cheesy. Well, I am cheesy.
Right.
Okay, so sorry. But just honestly... the people, you know, the different musicians you get to meet, the different personalities of, you know, radio hosts and all the different people
right.
that you meet, the fans. I love people. I mean, that's part of why I even do music is just because of, you know, my love for people. So, yeah, no, I totally agree. And I can tell right off the bat if I'm going to click with somebody too. So,
yeah, I'm the same way. Like, sometimes it's just very dry. And I'm like, this is awkward. I have one more question for you. It's totally not related to that, but I have one more really good question that I always ask, and then I'm going to let Cody ask his questions and close out the show. I'm going to, like, duck out after this because I have to go somewhere, which totally sucks. But I have one more question, and we will talk about it extensively because we always end up doing that. What are you currently watching on TV / who are you currently listening to music-wise?
Oh, wow. Currently watching on TV. Well, I don't like watch anything on TV religiously. That might sound weird because I think the like 95% of people that I know do. Like, oh, I can't miss my show. I don't do that with much of anything. I do like the outdoor stuff. Like, I watch a lot of like the Alaskan shows, you know, The Last Frontier,
right.
And like, we were watching house hunting in Alaska last night. my other passion other than music is food, aside from like the outdoors and all that sort of thing, but like is cooking. So yeah, we watched last night, we were flipping back and forth between Chopped and Cake Wars and watching the Alaskan shows. So, I'm a dork, but that's all right. and then as far as what am I currently listening to? Well, I think Eric Church's musicianship is just incredible. And I've been a really big fan of his. I won't go into a reason why I haven't been listening to his music lately because it's a little deeper. But we went to a concert of his and I was kind of disappointed once this last year. So, but yeah, probably. You know, sometimes I get tired of listening to the new stuff because it doesn't sound a whole lot like country sometimes to me. And I've been listening to a lot of classic country lately. I really have. So that's what I've been listening to lately.
All right. Well, I am going to let you guys go, and I will catch you on Twitter later.
Awesome. Yeah. Catch up with me. It was good to talk.
All right.
All right, girl. I'll talk to you later, Emma.
Okay. Bye.
I did have a couple of more questions for you, and then we'll get into the music stuff, you know. But speaking of a classic country, have you heard of William Michael Morgan?
Yeah, I actually think I have. I would probably do better if I knew what song he sang, but yeah.
If you like classic country, listen to his song, I Met a Girl.
Okay.
It's as classic as you can get. I mean, I just love the song completely.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll have to. Yeah, because I've been listening to, I mean, and I listen to the new stuff too, but I've been finding myself here lately liking less and less certain things and going back to, you know, I'm like, well, no, that's not going to do it. So I just flipped to the old Houston.
Right. But, you know, and switching gears here for a second to the music, I noticed you said how most people in the music industry are the kindest people ever. I found that to be true because as I told you pre-show, I tried to get up to Nashville as often as possible because I have family up there, and I was just there this past Tuesday, and I met a few musicians that I'm sure you saw on Facebook, Instagram, whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody that I've met in the music industry, whether it's in person or through this radio show, are some of the sweetest souls you'll ever meet in your life.
Oh, yeah. And I have to agree. And I think that especially musicians themselves are a real more open, kind-hearted type of people, you know, and you see that through people's music. But yeah, and like especially in the country genre, which is kind of why I like it so much, because people are more accepting and more you know, caring about other people, and I think that the fans, I think country music has the best fans out there, period. I mean,
I agree,
they're
I
as loyal as it gets. So.
Oh yes. And another thing, speaking of that, I think everybody in country music, from the fans to the insiders to the artists themselves, really embrace each other.
I think so. It's a team. It's a team. I mean, you know, you have to think of it that way. You know, you see in a lot of different things, you know, people get real stuck on, well, it's all about me. But, you know, you'll see, especially in country music, it's amazing because they'll say, I can't do this without you. It's all about the fans. I mean, what's the point of having a music career if you don't have anybody that loves your music? I mean, other than just making your own music.
Exactly.
That's a hobby, you know, but making it a career. And the fans, they're the ones who make it possible. I mean, it's a teamwork. You don't have one without the other. Just the same as, like, musicians and radio. I mean, one can't be there without the other. It's pretty cool.
Right.
Pretty cool deal.
Now, I kind of like to pick singers' brains a little bit because I'm.
No.
I'm just like in love with the music industry. See, I started this show back in 2012, and within just the last couple of years, I've brought on some independent artists on the show because love this industry, just completely love it. So, what is the songwriting process like for you? Like, do you start with, is there a melody in your head, or just lyrics and then the melody comes, or how does that work?
You know, it kind of just depends on the situation, and it depends on if I'm up and about doing something or if I'm sitting down with my guitar. Sometimes I'll piddle around and find a melody, and I'm like, ooh, that'd be really good for a song. So sometimes I'll have music with no lyrics that I have to write lyrics for. And sometimes, more times than that, you know, usually, because I'll be like, you know, in the kitchen or in the car or wherever, and I'll think of just some lines will just hit me. Boom. Okay. All right. Whoa, I have to write this down, or I'll save them in my notes on my phone or something so I don't forget them. But I have tons and tons of lyrics. And sometimes when I write lyrics, I don't have a melody yet, and I'm like, man, I got to think of how I want this to go. I just am like, but those are really good lyrics. And then sometimes, most of the time, if I know it's going to be a really good song for me, it all comes out at once, and I can sit down and write a whole song out in 15 minutes. But those are the ones that don't hit me as frequently. But, like, I just wrote – I had something inspire me, and I was like, all right, I'm going to get a piece of paper. And I started from top to bottom, and I had lyrics written out in 5 or 10 minutes for a newer song that that was just a few weeks ago, I wrote called Undone. And
that's impressive.
I have,
that's
no,
impressive.
I mean, well, and not that I compare my music to Taylor Swift at all. It's totally, you know, totally different. But she'll say, well, I write most of my songs in like 15 minutes. And, you know, that's the way. Sometimes it takes 7 years. I mean, I have some songs that I haven't finished that are 7 or 8 years old, you know. But
when I was in high school, actually, I mean, a few buddies formed a garage band. And the first song we wrote, and this has been at least 10 years ago, okay? It's still not finished. So, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it sometimes, you know, and that doesn't mean it's a bad song, you know? It just takes something to click, and you're like, oh, that's it. You know, sometimes, like, I know my mom, because she writes, and sometimes she'll have a song in a box, and I'll be like, hey, what about that one song that you started? And she's like, oh, yeah. 20 years later, she gets it back out and finishes it. You know what I mean?
So, you know, I heard a story that Miranda Lambert's The House That Built Me. Have you
I love that song.
Heard that song before?
Yeah.
It took like 8 years to complete that song because the songwriters would take it out yearly and just kind of look over it and be like, this line, not so much. This line, oh, yeah. So it took years to finish it.
Yeah, and there was another artist, I want to say it was Chris Young, and, I mean, he's phenomenal. I mean, just,
yes,
wow.
He is. I
but
like
he said that one of his songs, I think his not the new one, but his last CD before that, took him like 7 years to finish or something like that, you know. And but you know what, that just means that they really, you know, it means something to him that it stuck around for that long to me, you know, and they want it to be right before they'll put it out there. I mean, that's what making a song is about. It's not about, ooh, this is, you know, finish it, put it out there, get a quick buck.
Right.
You know, that, I respect that possibly even more so than just, you know, pumping stuff out that doesn't mean a whole lot to somebody, you know?
Oh, I agree. And within the next, or within the, I mean, or so, that we have left, I wanted to ask, what are there any upcoming projects for you, new music or anything?
Yeah, actually, I've been going to a lot of open stages and meeting a lot of different local musicians, and I've had some people ask me to sing, you know, on their tracks for them, and they want me to help them write and stuff like that. So I'm starting to collaborate with some more different artists. But as far as my own stuff goes, I'm going to get some of my older things. I've been talking with a studio, and it's in the beginning processes of pulling in musicians and getting some of my songs lined out and, you know, all the the details worked out for the next couple months here. So hopefully before this summer, I'll be having a summer EP release. So, but I don't quote me on that because it's not set in stone yet.
But, right. That's awesome. You know, and I tell I'm gonna guess this that if there's ever anything that me or him can do for you, don't ever hesitate to reach out. Okay.
Oh, I do appreciate it, and likewise. I mean, you know, I always spread the word for y'all, help y'all try and get some traffic to your show. I mean, you know, we know how it works. It goes both ways, right?
Right. And you've been probably one of the biggest supporters of the show, and just thank you for that.
Hey, not a problem. I mean, I'm always you scratch my back, you know, I'll scratch yours. I mean, that's
exactly.
you gotta look out for each other. So.
Oh yeah. Well, 30 minutes kind of flew by, didn't it?
It did, you know. Sometimes it's kind of painful, but you guys were a lot of fun. So.
You know, before I let you go, I wanted to thank you for taking a few minutes out of what I'm sure is a busy schedule to come on and do this today.
Hey, it was great. I got a break from my four heathens for a minute.
You know, and you've always got a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Well, I would love it. You know, once I get some stuff in the works, I wouldn't mind hopping back on here with you.
All righty. I'll hold you to that.
Not a problem. Well, you tell him thanks for me too. It was good talking to you, Mark.
I'll do it.
All right.
I'll let you go, and I will be sending you a Facebook message probably later.
All right, sounds good.
All right, bye.
Take care.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the super sweet Miss Emmy Jo Potter. That woman is just adorable. Let me get past my fanboy moment here for a second and tell y'all the announcements. Okay, February 20th, I will not be here for the GH recap. So I think M and Devon have something planned for y'all. I'm working on something for the 23rd, which is still in the works. I'll let y'all know as soon as I know. March 1st. Keep this one in mind. I was in Nashville this past Tuesday, like I said on the show. I met this guy named Josh Gallagher. Of course, he walked in, and I didn't really think much of it. He kind of looked like a singer to me, but I just wasn't completely sure. Until he stepped on stage with a duo I'm friends with to sing a duet. And y'all, this guy is just so super talented, this is not even funny. So I introduced myself. I said, hey, I was a little I call on the radio show that you're more than welcome to come on anytime. And he said, all right, let's do it. So that will happen March 1st at 4:30 p.m. Central. And then March 8th, we have incredibly talented singer-songwriter Miss Madeline Victoria joining us. And those are two shows that I absolutely cannot wait for. So I think that'll probably do it for the announcements. So I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.